levels are. Anyway, I'm recording now, so could you record as well, just to make sure that if my recording is corrupted, then you have it as well?
Yeah. Hold on.
User in your channel started recording.
Alright. Okay.
Nothing. Okay. Let's.
Buddy left your channel.
People be hating on us. Yeah. All right. I am here today with
Blackberry Sugar.
Blackberry Sugar. And
Blackberry.
We're gonna do, I said Blackberry Sugar. Okay. And we're gonna do CB's spill it questionnaire.
Yay.
Playfully innocent, lustful list of intimate topics. Wait, is that in? Oh, CB's, yeah, okay. Good plan, words. I'm a bit slow. All right.
Is that the first question? I'll do. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona?
Probably like a 10, because what's the point in putting on some kind of weird front on here? I don't, that's not my thing. Yeah, 10. How about you?
Well, I guess it depends on whether you talk about the GWA and also backstage or just GWA. Because on GWA, I'm a lot more sweeter than I usually am. And on backstage, I'm more of myself. And then especially in the community, like when we're talking and stuff, that's more like how I usually am. So maybe, I don't know. So would you say just GWA or backstage included?
I mean, would you really say that when you're performing a script or improving that you're putting on a different person?
Oh, technically.
I mean, isn't that just called kind of acting?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I would assume that you respond to people in the PMs the same way as you, or comments the same way you would anyone.
It's a bit different. So probably an 8 thing, because I'm mostly myself, but I do things differently.
Okay, Blackberry. What is the name, or what's the story behind your username?
So it's actually really stupid. But I saw someone's username and I really liked it, and I wanted, and then all I can think of when I saw that name was sugar, so I wanted something with sugar, but every combination I tried with sugar was taken already, so I tried like many different things. I tried like water sugar. I don't know why. Raspberry sugar, vinegar sugar.
Water sugar.
I don't know. And I arrived at like some random fruit that worked, and it happened to be blackberry. So I was like, oh, you know, blackberry sugar. Kind of corny, but I think I'll do. So that's why my name is Blackberry Sugar. How about you, Bear?
Well, I'm a big guy, and I'm a sadist, and bears are big, fuzzy, cuddly things that are also kind of murderous, so, yeah. I thought it was pretty clever.
I mean, I can't help but think of the more, like, comforting aspects of a bear. Or like a teddy bear.
Well, that's fine. But bears are not cuddly in nature, okay?
Well, yeah, that's a given. But, like, depictions of bears and, like, animes and animated films and etc. Like Pooh Bear. Very, very much more on the comforting side.
And I get that, but that's why it's also a part that's cuddly.
True, true. Okay, there. Mm-hmm. How many languages do you speak? What are they? And say something sexy for us. Ooh.
I speak 3 languages on a conversationalist level, and then I speak bits and pieces of other languages that I can't say anything sexy in, so speak English, German, and Danish, and Halt deine Maul, du dreckiger Schlampe is German for shut your mouth, you filthy whore.
Oh my god.
Sut min pik is Danish for suck my cock, and well, suck my cock. There you go.
Right.
How about you?
Sexy. German was a bit sexy.
I don't know what you guys find German so sexy for, but
I don't I'm know glad either. It's just something about the language. So my list is slightly less impressive because I speak Korean and English and a little bit of Japanese. And then some Chinese, not too much. And that's about it. And so not very impressive. Say something sexy. Oh, shit. I've actually never done sexy talk.
Put you on a spot. Well, try it anyway. Can you say lick my boobs?
Costume is open.
That's pretty good.
Because that means she's like my boobs for her. And that's in Korean.
Hey, you have to say something in English too.
Ah, oh, come on. You didn't say anything
in
English.
Hey, I did it. You do it. Yeah, I did. I said suck my cock.
Okay, fine. Oh, daddy, please. Please put it in me.
Oh yeah, I totally just remembered something in Japanese too. Not that I speak the language, but Kimochi senpai.
Oh my god. No, you did not. Oh my god. You did
not. I just fucking did. Get used to it.
Oh no, my, you suck.
All right, Sugar, who is your celebrity look-alike?
That's a hard one. I don't actually think I have a look-alike for a celebrity.
Bjork. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah. I don't know.
I really don't think I have one either.
Yeah, so I guess we need to skip that question. Okay. There. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us?
My 2 best friends know my secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some other people too.
Can you share?
Can I share any secrets with you? I don't know. Super secret. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18. Woo, boop. That's my super
Okay.
Super hidden secret. Hey,
okay.
I'm not going to sit here and blab about all the fucked up stuff in my life. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I once nearly hit someone with my car going 60 miles an hour because he pulled out in front of me and I was afraid to step out of my car after we stopped on the other side because I was sure if I had a window over to his car after he pulled over, I would have beaten him to death because I was so enraged that he nearly killed me and his family in that car. So,
oh gosh.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I had restrained enough to not beat him into pulp. Okay, wow. Your turn.
My turn. Okay. So this is hard because people know different secrets about me. And there's some secrets that I share with my internet friends. There are some that I share with others, but so there's a. It's no one person knows all of my secrets. I suppose.
Delegating them out, making
Well, it's just like
Horcrux.
Well, I mean, I suppose it can be seen out the way, but yeah, and no, I'm not going to share any of them.
Huh? Hey, you have to share a secret.
Okay, fine. One secret. So, one secret is that I present my age as 23, but it's actually 22. That's a secret.
Why?
Identity match and stuff. I don't want to have people identify me. That's a secret.
Now we know them all. Your name is actually Herbiderbider. Sure. What mm-hmm. bad habits do you have?
I have a lot of bad habits. Like a lot of bad
Are
habits.
Are you breaking into the habits?
Really? Okay. One bad habit I have that I've been trying to be better with, but I get my laundry and I don't fold it.
Are you gonna break that habit tonight?
I do laundries on Sundays and I just kind of leave them. Like freshly washed in a pile.
So you're not breaking your habit tonight?
Not tonight. It's gonna be there.
Fine.
How about you?
I'm pretty bad at using a calendar. So, I mean, I remember things pretty well, but I should definitely use a calendar more. Bad habits. Leave the light on because I forget to turn it off. Have no organizational skills other than just putting stuff away and making it look clean and not having a lot of stuff around. And I am a self-proclaimed minimalist because of that, so... I don't know if that's really something you're self-proclaimed, but whatever. I don't like having a lot of clutter, so I just put stuff away so it's not out.
Okay. Well, then you would run away screaming if you saw my desk right now, because it's just books everywhere.
Probably, but not to be a super sexist person, but you're a girl, so... It's fine.
Well, I have books. I'm a student. I'm going to have books fine. All over. Oh, come
I'm
on.
I'm a student, too. I have books. They're just not on my desk, because that would not be good.
Well, I mean, I look at this book, and then I move on to another book, because I have, like, too many readings. But But okay, whatever. Fine. Tell us the story of losing your virginity.
I was drunk. She was drunk. We were at a bar. She came up to me, took my hand, made her grab her boob, went up to my room, kissing on the way. She was still super drunk. I was still super drunk. And bam, boom, bam. That was it.
That's explanation. Was it good?
No.
Oh. But
it was sex, so it's fine. I got to spank her a bit, so that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you tell us the story of you losing your virginity?
Shit. Well, so we're cuddling and we're sleeping together. And he was feeling me up in my sleep. And I woke up to it and I got turned on. And then we were making out and then it just kind of happened.
All right. Sounds like an okay first time.
No, it sucked.
Oh, why?
Because we were both precious and we didn't know what we were doing. So it sucked.
Yeah.
Especially the moving part, we just could not figure out. Don't. Okay. I asked that question.
Okay, how frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself?
Once every couple of weeks. With myself?
With someone else or with... okay.
Yeah, with myself. Not that frequent. How about you?
With someone else, not very frequent. I don't think I've had sex last year. Because I don't do one-night stands. And... yeah. Just reasons. And with myself, probably every day. Multiple times a day.
Okay.
I fap a lot. It's good. Like touching my dick. Yeah. Alright, next question.
What is your biggest regret?
This is where we get a bit dark or whatever sad. My grandpa passed away back when I was on last year of high school. I wasn't living at home, and I had exams coming up, and I couldn't go see him while he was in the hospital, and I thought he was going to be fine because it wasn't really a big deal, and, well, it wasn't. He died, and... just kind of dealt with a lot of anger towards myself or regret or hate for my indecision or whatever to not go and see him. Not so much anymore, but still sucks that I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about
I'm
you?
Sorry.
it's okay.
I think probably losing my virginity in that way, to be honest. That's my biggest regret. I think...
Fair deal.
Could have waited a little bit more. And, yeah.
That's... I mean, I think people make a... And this is just me. But I think people make a bigger deal out of the whole losing your virginity than they really should. Because... It's just sex. It's not some magical fucking unicorn that's gonna come down from the sky and bring you divine gifts of immortality or whatever.
Well, yeah. Sorry. The problem was, like, if I didn't have, like, complications with,
You don't have to justify anything.
No. Right. But okay. if I didn't have obesity issues, then it wouldn't have been as awkward, because then people wouldn't have known I wasn't, since they didn't. Well, it became really awkward. So that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, that's totally right. Sorry for prying.
No, it's fine.
All right. Is that me? What would you choose as your death row meal?
Oh, this is tricky, because I want a lot of things. So maybe.
Yeah, but this has to be the best you can get, and it can't be like a fucking buffet or whatever, because they wouldn't.
Maybe really good beef stew with blueberry pie and a vanilla milkshake. It doesn't go well together, but man, I really like beef stew, and I haven't had pie in such a long time. So, and the milkshakes I usually don't eat, because it's really fattening. How about you?
I would probably get Gordon Ramsay to make me beef Wellington and some kind of cheesy fries. Too.
I forgot about beef Wellington.
And some kind of like really good gravy. What's it called? The Kobe beef steak. I want that. And then I want a tub of ice cream. I want a really big tub of ice cream, because, and this is just my fucked up sense of payback humor thing, whatever, so that when I do get electrocuted, because I'm just going to assume that it's going to be an electric chair. Mm-hmm. I don't care for all the other stuff, that I'm going to shit everywhere.
Oh my god. Wow.
My last fuck you to the world. Well, if I'm gonna be killed anyway, I must have done something really fucked up, so I must be a bad person. I mean, I don't see what I would ever do to get on death row. I mean, well,
okay.
I mean, if someone killed my family, I would probably, whatever. It's hypotheticals, whatever.
Okay.
It's whatever.
Okay. But yeah, I've always wanted to try beef Wellington too, and I always forget those. But those look so good.
Yeah, but not just any beef Wellington, okay? It has to be from Gordon Ramsay. He has to make it for my mouth hole so I can die happy.
Okay.
Getting a bit orgasmic over there.
What? It's like Gordon Ramsay's food sucks, man. Like, okay. What is your favorite scent?
Aside from my own, is it an aftershave? Is it a perfume? I don't really know the difference. It's a scent. I would say smell, and it is, it's summer, and it has just rained, and you're driving out in a foresty area, sort of, and you roll down the windows. Oh my god, it's the best, most relaxing fucking smell on the planet. That's the best smell. Or any girl that wears perfume, because I'd totally be a creep and like, no, I wouldn't be a creep about it, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I think
you.
Mine is similar, in that there is a word for it, but I can't pronounce it for the life of me. But it's when the earth smelled when it just rained. You know that. What is that word? Do you know that word?
Petrichor?
I think so. That's the word. Yes, that's. I think someone wrote
it on
the script.
Is the earthy scent produced when it rains on dry soil?
Yes, yes. That smell is, my goodness, that's the best smell. And I can smell it for the rest of my life, and I'll be happy. Like, if that's the only smell I can smell, I'll be really happy.
All right. I know where to put you then. What do you wear to bed on a regular night on sexy time nights?
This is a bit of a trick question because I don't have sexy time nights. But I just wear like comfortable pants and then a comfortable top. The comfortable top, it's either this really old sweatshirt I have from Disneyland, or it can be like a t-shirt that's really soft. And then my bottom part, it can be like a pajama bottom part, or it can be anything that's comfortable.
What, like naked underneath the pajamas?
Well, sometimes I do, yes. But I don't really have sexy lingerie or sexy stuff.
Lingerie?
Lingerie. Shut up. No.
It's all right that you don't have sexy lingerie. Or...
Shut up. Hush. How are you? Whatever. It's your turn.
Hush, little sugar. Don't you cry.
Oh my god, Bear, just get on with me.
I got some lineager for your
eye. No, go away. Stop laughing and answering questions.
No, I just wear underpants, really, like boxer shorts. For sexy time nights, I mean, it depends on what you're doing. Am I clothed? Is she not clothed? Clothed? I don't have sexy wear in any kind of way, so I mean, aside from like military boots and looking like a, yeah, I don't know, whatever. I don't have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author?
I often don't read in bed anymore because I have other ways of falling asleep that are more effective. ASMR, fapping, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Who's my favorite author? Margaret Weis, because she wrote Dragonlance, and Dragonlance is the best movie or book, not movie, ever. So, yeah. How about you?
I actually do read in bed, but it's not much a physical book, but rather like an online novel. Nowadays, that is, because I left all my books at home. But there is one book or one novelist that I but she's Korean, so I doubt anyone would know.
Probably not. Can you pronounce the word though, or name? Huga?
Yes, I'm here. So it's written by Kim Tae-hee.
Alright.
I think.
No clue.
Yeah. And yeah. And it's actually a very popular novel in Korea. It's called Sungkyun Kan Yusendu. It's a bunch of ancient Korean like house of scholars and the happenings that happen in it. And I pronounce the name in a very like American accented way, so I'm like, that's embarrassing, but yeah.
Okay. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. I refuse to answer that, by the way, so do whatever you want with it.
I kissed someone on a dare. Does that count?
Yep, totes.
Yeah, the other day we were playing a drinking game, and it's truth or dare. And I did there, and then they would make me kiss someone, so I did. That's about it.
Alright.
What one word best describes you inside a bedroom? Outside a bedroom?
Inside the bedroom, Snorlax. Outside the bedroom, fuck if I know. Assertive, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know. What the fuck describes me outside the bedroom in one word? Kind.
Kind. Yeah, that works.
All right, let's say that. How about you?
So by inside the bedroom, do they mean like sleeping or...
That's what I took it as because I said Snorlax, so.
I don't think there's a word I can describe because I actually don't know. Mikrail?
Do you sleep as a starfish? Krill?
Oh, that's right. I'm a krill. I am a krill. Not starfish. Always a krill.
Do you, like, huddle up into a ball?
Yeah, I do, like, the little half curl. And then I'm stuck against the wall, right. So. What?
No, nothing. It's just a fun image.
And then outside the bedroom. Weird?
Totes. Okay. Definitely weird.
What? It's so laughing.
I laugh at all things that are things. Alright. Do you have any tattoos or piercings?
I have the usual piercings on my ears, and that's about it. You?
Nope. Always not wanted tattoos, but too expensive. Piercings, yeah. Never.
No. Have you ever come without touching your penis pussy?
Nope. You?
Me neither.
Super awesome questions that were... answers we're giving you. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasming?
Wait, what is this coming in 24 hours? What?
What's your record? Like, how many times did you manage to come on the day that you came the most?
Oh, 4 times? Probably. And it kind of just happened. I was masturbating, and line 2 happened right after the other. And then I kind of felt it again, and then I touched myself again. So I am multi-orgasmic, I think. Like, if that's what being multi-orgasmic is. How about you?
Hell of a no. 12.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I did challenge myself to it because I would never normally fap that much and it definitely chafed my dick, so.
Yeah. I was gonna say.
Well, you make experiments. I've also, no, let's not get into that. Whatever. read the next question.
Okay. There. What is on your sexual bucket list? Ho, ho, ho.
I want to find someone I'm comfortable enough to submit to, but it's not, it's never going to be a DS sub type dynamic. It's always, it's going to be something discipline oriented. I'm never ever going to be able to be called names because it's so foreign to me and I don't like it, and I'm never ever going to be able to call someone anything other than a title related to some kind of authority figure in the military, I would think, because I'm only interested in the discipline part of it. What else? Yeah, I don't know. I think that's probably the biggest quote unquote secret on my bucket list. How about you?
So those who saw my kink list, or you know, the kink villain thing, would already know this, but it's probably a great play. I've always wanted to, like, because it's such a bit kink for me, but it's also kind of more of a secret. I don't, it's a bit of taboo, so that's something I would want to try at least once.
I like it.
Okay, ask question.
Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm. Quickly, attain orgasm.
Yeah, sure, I'll just, boom, have an orgasm. No. Feels like... It feels like melting to me. If that makes any sense. And I actually don't have as many orgasms as I would like to have, but when I do, it just feels like all my strength is going away, and it's like this feeling of fading. How about you?
Well, can I ask you a question first?
Sure.
Is it because you don't have privacy, or you just don't need it that often?
What do you mean?
Well, getting off.
Well, there are periods where I'm like extremely horny, and that's like when I tend to seek for it. But other times I don't really seek for it, and because it's just it's hard for me to get off. Like, average session has to last at least 20 minutes, and I don't really have a lube. I don't really have any sex toys, so it's a bit of a bothers something for me, and it's not like I'm sexually active either. So it's more like okay, if I do feel horny enough, I'll do it. But otherwise, I'm going out of my way on so many levels. So that's why I don't do it. And then there's the privacy thing too. I just like I haven't been able to have those intense orgasms where you're like shouting and all that shit. Because I've always lived with people. So that's another thing. I've trained myself to be really good.
Yeah.
How about
you? Yeah, the stealth fap can definitely relate. How does an orgasm feel like? So, I don't know if this is relatable at all, but, and this is going to sound real dumb, but... If you've ever seen Dragon Ball or Bleach, where in Dragon Ball he does like a Kamehameha, or in Bleach he does Katsuken Tensho, I guess it's called, like shooting all the energy out of like a specific point. That's what it feels like. So jerking my dick, feel really good, and then it's just all gathering to, like, you know, open the fucking fire hose. And then afterwards, you just feel full of shame and regret. No, I'm just kidding. You just feel really relaxed and overwhelmed and good and happy. And if it's anywhere after 10, sleepy too. So, yeah, gets me to sleep.
Yeah, like the guilt and horror thing. I actually, because when I used to see visual porn, I tended to shy towards, like, the hard stuff when you know, like, I kind of needed the push. And afterwards I'd be like, oh my god, why did I watch that? Nowadays I feel less of a guilt listening to audio, but
I definitely have the, oh my, what the fuck did you just watch to get off to moments, but shame, no. Bewilderment, yeah.
I have, like, a very highly developed guilty conscience. So, like,
guilty, so shameful. Well, I mean, we do what we do. It's all good. All in the name of coming.
Okay. I think that's the questionnaire, right?
Yeah. Thank you for doing it with me.
Thank you for doing it with me. Not thank you for laughing at me so much, but that's beside the point.
Well, it's always nice to laugh at someone, so too bad it was you this time.
Wow.
I'm stopping to record.
Okay.